FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 2-20-20-20. Take that to your numerological advisor and see what they have to say. It's also, I guess, a palindrome, somewhat, maybe, almost. Well, whatever it is, that's the date, and it has mythical significance, especially for this show. And, well, if you've been watching this election and you listened to my Triple Lutz report, I got to do one update to that. I said that Bobby Kennedy had been assassinated in 1972. It was actually 1968. So when we got to the field in 1972, it was totally fractured. Edmund Muskie, who was really the establishment chosen candidate, he had a meltdown, partly due to Hunter Thompson, at least if you believe what was in Fear and Loathing on the campaign trail, which was documenting the havoc of the campaign trail. And it was quite entertaining. If you haven't read that book, highly recommended, because it was basically the view of the campaign from a drug-addled and completely over-the-top, I guess you would call him a reprobate, to be nice. And it's totally entertaining. But this campaign, almost as entertaining. We got Bernie McGovern. He's the front runner. We've got Mini Mike Dukakis Jr. He's the wannabe. And, well, we got Pete Mondale. They're just losers. None of them can win. I don't know how any of them even think they could win. But with us is our good friend from TheRealSide.com, Joe Messina. And Joe, you've been writing a lot about this. Yeah, you having fun yet?
Well, listen, I'm looking at, yeah. And by the way, thanks for having me on, Kerry. I always have a lot of fun when I'm on with you. The these guys, it is truly like the clown car. And I'm not just using the, you know, these terminologies because they sound good, but it really, look at the group of people up there. I mean, you've got what's her name there? The Indian lady. What the?
Hiawatha.
Hiawatha. So she's up there.
Pocahontas.
She's got reparations. Here's what irritates me. She's got reparations for everybody but Italian. Okay? I'm of Italian descent. Where's my reparations?
That's what I want mine too. I'm entitled. I'm Jewish. I should get reparations.
There you go. See that? There should be a reparation bucket for everybody. Don't you agree?
Yeah, reparations for everyone. You know, it's kind of like Andrew Yang. He just wanted to give people money for a basic income. But she's kind of got a means test in there. If you've ever had anybody in your ancestral line who's been discriminated against or treated badly when they emigrated to the United States, she's got a reparation for you.
There you go. I'm
gays,
good
with
that.
Gays, she's got them for gays. I mean, she probably got them everything. For transgendered, who the heck knows what. I mean,
and Bernie, I just wrote a piece about Bernie. I mean, here, now he's talking about free operations for transgender. So
that's
I
fair.
Would like to know what is Bernie going to charge for? I want to know what Bernie, other than taxes. I mean, is there anything that we're going to be responsible for paying on our own?
No, this Bernie guy is just out of his mind. And if you ever watch Triumph, the insult comic dog, when he was talking about Hillary and Bernie running last time in 2016, he said they look like a couple people pulled from a Cialis commercial, you know? You can't make this stuff up, Joe.
No, it's crazy. So anyway, I mean, I look at this stuff and you know, you, like you say, you go down the lineup of these people, Klobuchar. I'm amazed at how Iowa turned out, New Hampshire. Klobuchar is trying to look like the moderate, although she comes out, she spews out these hardcore left wing socialist type of, you know, seriously. And the one that I wouldn't say I'm afraid of, but I'd be afraid if she was front and center. Right, is Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she's not getting much play anymore, which is really crazy, but she was the only one that sounded sane on the stage, didn't she?
Yeah, I liked her a lot. I mean, forget about economics. She's like Bernie all the way when it comes to economics. She doesn't have a clue. But in terms of ending endless wars and becoming a non-interventionist, she was kryptonite to the deep state.
Yeah, but the thing I loved about her, though, was that it wasn't a bash Trump 24-7. In other words, everything she said was not 70% bashing Trump and 30% with a solution. The other ones start everything off with bashing Trump.
Oh, yeah. They're just running. They're not running for something. They're running against Trump. Yeah. That is a prescription for defeat. There's not even a question. They have to lose because, yes, you can run against the incumbent party, but you got to have a vision and you've got to have something to get people to vote for you.
Oh, you want them to think? Is that what you're suggesting? You want them to have principles and something you step out on?
No.
My God.
Well, forget about principles, some kind of vision. At least Bernie, his vision is dystopian and it's ridiculous, but he does have a vision. And, you know, he's not just running against Trump, but Bernie is inherently a weak candidate. And he's got a bum ticker, and the guy will be close to 80 if he were to be inaugurated, which is never going to happen. This guy is Bernie McGovern.
You have to admit one thing, though. The one thing about Bernie that you have to give him credit for is he's telling you what he's going to do. He's not lying to you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's he's very upfront about it. And you know, I'm going to take all your money. I'm going to fire. I'm going to stop fracking so that we have energy crisis. We have a gas lines around the moon and all of this. And there is no economic sense to anything that he's proposing here. No. It's all been tried and failed.
I know we weren't going to go down this road, but you brought up the fracking. You know, we have cities in Los Angeles or cities in Southern California that are banning, gas appliances. Did you know that?
I know. I heard that, which is madness because not gas cuts down on greenhouse gases. It's one of the reasons why the U.S. is in compliance with the Kyoto protocols. Unlike every other country in the world, U.S. is the only one that's cut its carbon emissions.
Yep.
And hey, maybe he will take a little thing from Herbert Hoover and promise two Teslas in every garage.
Yeah, but you know what I love more than anything, though? What do a lot of these electricity-producing plants, what do they run on?
Bio-waste. Actually, in Palm Beach County, we have a large garbage-to-energy power plant, and they burn the garbage. Wow. My God. Great. And everyone's happy with it because it smells much, much better than just dumping the stuff and having all the methane seep into the air. It's horrible. Well,
we have a boatload of electricity plants. A boatload of them are run on natural gas.
Yeah.
So Bernie, I mean, what are you going to do when the natural gas runs out? What are you going to do when we can't? We have to start importing it again. I mean, seriously, look what Trump has done. If we hate him, love him, don't like the color of his hair, we're no longer dependent on other countries for our survival.
Yeah.
What's so bad about that?
Hey, maybe in another 25 years, the oil industry will be a shadow of its former self. But it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
I don't care how good the electric cars are. We've got 1.5 billion cars on the road, cars and light trucks around the world. And our production is 80 million units a year. And only like 2 million of them are electric. So just to get up to the point where we can produce 80 million, that's still, you're looking at close to 20-year replacement cycle. Let's say everyone decides in 3 years they all want electric. What are they going to get up to, 100 million units? Oh, but then we're going to be self-driving and you can make money and people won't own cars. Now, like, this is just not going to happen. Probably you and I will be gone here, Joe. We might live a long time, but you know, there's a good possibility I'll be 90 something when everything goes electric, when we're totally an electric country. So I'm not worrying about it now. I like electric cars. I think they're cool, but they don't really save anything because a lot of them are running on coal-fired power plants. And certainly those are getting shut down in the U.S. because nat gas is so cheap. They're able to shut down the coal plants. The nat gas plant's much more efficient to generate electric, And that's why this whole, you know, climate change thing, why we've been able to reduce our greenhouse gases faster than any other country, because the coal plants are becoming uneconomical.
Yep.
Trump isn't really pushing them to close them anymore, but they're closing them because it's so much more efficient than right from how you get your fuel. It comes in a pipeline, but then you got crazy states like New York and Massachusetts who won't build nat gas pipelines, refuse to do it. And they have shortages, and then a really cold winter in Boston, and your fuel bills will become astronomical because they can't get the nat gas.
You're not going to have to worry about that because Uncle Bloomberg, he's going to go ahead and take care of it. Matter of fact, if anybody could write a check to every person in the United States for $1,000 a month, he could do it out of his, petty cash jar, couldn't he?
Right, pretty much. off of a fraction of the interest he's making every day, he could probably uplift the poor of several major cities.
But let me, Kerry, look at it. In all honesty, how does somebody like him, here you have the Democrat Party that's been railing, and I mean railing, on old, rich, white people. Their top three contenders are old, rich, white people. That's number one. Number two is you got Bloomberg coming. It is so in your face that he's buying this election.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right? Look. I mean, he wouldn't be at 19% if he wasn't buying commercial. I mean, he dominates the airwaves in Los Angeles. You know how expensive that is?
Let me tell you a little secret here about these polls. They were
just cooked, you and me.
They were cooked again. Yeah, and nobody, all of you out there, don't listen to this because it's a secret. All of the polls in 2016 were cooked against Trump. We know that, with the exception of a couple of small ones, maybe Zogby, maybe another one, but they were all cooked against him, that he was going to lose by a landslide. You don't think that with all of Bloomberg's money, he can't buy poll results either? I mean, this is a guy who, like, lived analytics, numbers. So the Mike Bloomberg polling infrastructure, maybe he's lining up all the people for them to survey and paying them. But what about when it gets to the convention and nobody has a clear majority and nobody can get the first ballot? And even then, you know, Democratic rules reward disloyalty because they're not even required to vote for they're not committed. They're not locked in. They can vote for anybody on the first ballot, regardless whether they're Bernie delegates or Pete Buttigieg or Klobuchar, Bernie McGovern. They can vote for anybody. So this guy, he needs $1,900. If he pays him $1 million apiece, it only costs him $2 billion, and he's already spent $400 million. He's got 2,500 people working for him. So I'm sending off a note to the campaign, Joe. And I hope you'll join me in this, that we're going to endorse him. We're going to run his spots. But we're not really going to endorse him. We're just going to say, look, we're bought and paid for. We have completely sold out. So we're supporting Mike.
Right.
Right?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assayed an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Listen, I understand if you go to work for Mike, they buy lunch for you, right? The office is all taken care of. They buy lunch for you. You get paid. If you need transportation, they can help. I mean, there's no need for you to do anything. I don't know of any campaign I've ever worked on that was limitless, but it came dollar.
Yeah, like it's like working for Google or Facebook. They probably have doggy daycare for you. They'll take care of your kids. They'll feed you 3 square meals a day. They'll probably pick you up in a car service at your house and an Uber and drop you off again. and you have full benefits. They got medical coverage, and I'm sure he's paying at least $15 an hour, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope. Well, maybe not the women. He probably pays them like 21% less because he wants to follow. You know how that works. You know how much he respects women.
Yeah, you know how that works. we've been around the block here. You know, we're a little bit more cynical than most.
We're tainted.
You think?
No, we're tainted.
Jaded. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up, Joe.
No, you know what? When Nancy Pelosi is banging the hammer on how the income equality or women get paid less than men do. And and I did this story like 2 years ago where she was paying, her women were getting paid on the average 21% less than men were getting paid in her office. Mm. How do you stand up there and scream about
face.
How bad it is unless you really got some mental deficiencies? And they all do it.
Yeah. And I was like Joe Biden. He was crying about Trump, about Barr getting involved in the Roger Stone case and how corrupted his. I mean, the guy was the vice president under Obama, the most corrupt administration the country has ever known.
Yeah, but you know what? Wait a minute. This Trump does this all the time, and I think it's beautiful. So Barr comes out. I don't know if you read the update yesterday, but Barr comes out and he says, you know, he's getting involved now. This is way too much. It's, you know, 9 years is too much time for this kind of thing. The left goes nuts. The prosecutors go nuts because now they know what's coming. They're going to get caught.
The
right?
hammer. The hammer is coming down.
Oh, yeah. And then what happens is the assistant AG comes out. And he said he was pressured to shoot for that 9 year, to go for that 9 year sentence. He felt it was excessive at the time. And now that Barr's there not to protect him, but to back him up. He doesn't want that much of a say. He would have never have asked for that kind of sentence.
Hey, and look.
Isn't that interesting?
And look what's going on with the left. You have this bail reform movement in New York.
Working out well, ain't it?
Yeah, the guy, he's been busted 139 times for subway crime. Then in the past week, he's been busted 4 times. He's leaving the courthouse, no bail, no nothing, free guy, just moments after he's been arrested. And he's very supportive of the bail reform movement in New York. Don't you wonder why?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like Chicago. They wonder why they have a gun problem there. It's not the guns. You listen to the criminals. They've gone in. They've actually talked to the criminals and the cops. And it's a revolving door. They get caught with a gun. They get caught committing a violent crime. They go in the court. They sign out on their own personal recognizances. They walk back out, grab another gun, and go commit more crimes.
Yeah.
Of course they have a crime issue. Duh.
Well, we'd be better off if it was a revolving door. I think it's a glide path. I think they're like on people movers. They get them in, they get them out. The goal is to just get them out as fast as they can so they can go commit more crime, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, I know you and I talk about this, and people think it's just a cliche to say, you know, there's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with their brains. There's something wrong with the way they think. But when you look at, you know, you got the homeless and high crime situation in San Francisco. They doubled down on the policies that drove it there. You know, you look at New York City with we dropped that whole bail thing here in California 2 years ago and crime skyrocketed.
Yeah,
now they do it in New York. What makes them think it's a good idea?
And you legalize shoplifting because these Soros-backed DAs will not prosecute anyone for petty crime. So anyone who steals less than $950 is pretty much immune from prosecution. Look, there was a program in New York when Giuliani took over, and it was never enunciated to the public, but I heard about it from somebody else. It was called Life in Prison a Day at a Time. And what they do is they would arrest all of these quality of life guys, and they have to spend a day or two, sometimes a week in jail. And finally, you altered behavior because they decided, you know, I don't really feel like spending all my time in jail. So they stopped, or at least they moved on. And we've erased all memory of that, you know, under Comrade de Blasio. It's like free. Ugh. It's an open city for criminals. And you're not allowed to protect yourself like in California. You're not allowed to arm yourself. You have to get a permit and you can't get the permit. But if you had the permit, it would be legal. Only problem is when you apply for it, they won't give you one. So it's like some kind of Jackie Mason skit, you know?
Oh, no, I agree with you. And it is getting crazy. And again, look at what Virginia just went through where they they were looking at the whole gun confiscation thing.
Oh,
you got to admit, yeah, some of the real crazies are the ones you need to listen to. Beto O'Rourke, right? Yeah, I mean, he talked about coming to get your guns.
Yeah, Master
Beto.
And
nobody pushed back on him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, well, other than Trump, Master Beto, that was our guy there. And he skateboarded off into the sunset, thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what scared me was the money he was getting. And I was thinking to myself, are they really giving this guy this much money? Do they really know who he is? Is this really something that they want?
Oh.
That's my concern. Listen, my biggest concern is a lot of these guys know. They actually, you know, they know what they're doing. And when they pump up these whacktoids, they know they're going to run with their agenda. And, and they have no clue of history, these young kids.
None.
So that's what bothers me the most. Where does that put us?
Well, let me just point out something to you. Like, it's in Bloomberg's interest to keep Pete Buttigieg's campaign going, to keep Biden's campaign, although that can kind of trail off Klobuchar. It's in his interest to support them so nobody can get a first vote nomination. And it's also in his interest to fund Elizabeth Warren indirectly, so she splits the Bernie vote, so Bernie can't get the first round pick, the first vote in the convention. So think about that he's probably indirectly funding a lot of these remaining candidates, because that increases the chaos and nobody gets the votes, the delegates. He's the man. So this is going to be fascinating to watch, but this has been my theory for several months now. And sure enough, it's coming true.
Okay, Bolton, is there anything, do you see anything there we should be worried about?
No.
He's been a loose cannon. The left hated, this is what the left does, right?
Yeah.
Comey, Sessions.
Yeah.
Now Bolton, and we can put a list of 15 people together that they hated.
Oh, yeah.
They were vehemently opposed to. And now they say think about how easy they are. These people say one bad thing about Trump and they're heroes. Right?
Oh, it's so true. Oh, for sure. Like,
yeah, and Bolton's the warmonger. Why do you want him? Look, I'm a Republican conservative. We're supposed to love war. I don't want Bolton in any power, any position of authority.
No, I couldn't believe when Trump appointed him, but he took mercy on the guy. But we don't really know what is in the book, and we don't really know, like, if this is all a setup by Trump, right?
Right.
We don't really know all this yet. But I have a feeling it's all going to become obvious sooner rather than later. Hey, Joe, best place to find you, and how do we sign up for your newsletter?
If you go to therealside.com, that's therealside.com, you can sign up for the newsletter, sign up for text messaging or text alerts, as they call them. And you can give me money. You can do that too over there, because conservatives are getting squashed on social media. Whole bunch of stuff happening up on the website, including a station list.
Yeah, we got to get you money for sure, because you've been under attack. Yeah. You've been under attack from the left. Their sole desire has been to drive you under, put you under, to destroy your show, to alienate all of your sponsors. And but you know what's really good, Joe? In this case, the left is so tolerant that they did this for you.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They're loving, they're caring people. They want to make sure that I don't spread all the fake news and the lies that they accuse me of doing all the time.
Yeah. Well, hey, amazing. You can judge people by their enemies, right? And you made your share. Well, anyways, hey, we are done. Go check out therealside.com and send us an email what you think of Joe's work. I highly recommend it. And Twitter feed is at Kerry Lutz. Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And of course, the website is financialsurvivalnetwork.com, where you can sign up for your free newsletter. Joe, we will talk to you again real soon. Always great catching up.
Thanks, Kerry. Thanks for having me on.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.